If only God would do what we want him to do. If only Jesus would just stump up and fix this one problem, deliver this one blessing. Have you ever found yourself thinking that way? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Honestly, I spent much of my early faith walk believing that I was oh so special, that God would wave his magic wand to make all my problems disappear, that he'd shower me with untold riches and blessings. Why? Because that's just what we've been taught to expect in this world. You won't be surprised to learn that things, well, they didn't quite turn out like that. And okay, that was me back in my spiritual immaturity, fair enough. But let's not write it off, because we all still have that tendency to revert back to a selfish faith. After all, he came to this world for us, didn't he? Yes, he did, but on his terms, not on ours. John chapter 6, verses 38 to 40. I came down from heaven to do what God wants, not what I want. I must not lose anyone God has given me, but I must raise them up on the last day. This is what the one who sent me wants me to do. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life. I will raise them up on the last day. This is what my Father wants. The lie that we so want to believe is that Jesus came to serve us on our terms, but that's not true. He came to do his Father's will, to save us, to give us eternal life. That can be a painful process, but its outcome is so much better than spoiling us with the trinkets of this world. That's God's word fresh for you today. What God has planned for you is so much better than anything you could ever imagine. But perhaps there are some obstacles in your way. Then know this, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.